涛。
Good morning, everyone.
我很高兴在这。
I'm so pleased to be here.
The reason for this.
我在这里的原因。
Because I have another opportunity to share from God's word with you.
我可以有一个机会和大家一道来分享神的话语。
Okay. I am not your teacher this morning. I am not your teacher this morning.
今天早晨我并不是来教训大家。
Because I want the Holy Spirit to be your teacher.
我希望那个圣灵来作为大家的教导师。
I'm another sinner sharing God's word with you so you can be blessed.
我只不过是一个罪人和大家一道来分享神的话语使大家一起来得到造就。
But I hope that none of you will ever look at me as being the expert.
我并不希望大家把我看成是一个圣经上面的一个专家。
Now, I know everybody likes to talk to an expert, right?
每个人都喜欢跟专家说一说话。
So when was the last time you talked with an expert?
大家上一次和专家说话是什么时候
？Well, we do have some experts in our church, people who are world famous and specialists in their area of research.
我们这个教会有一些专家，而且在他们的领域里面也很有造就。
Some of them are professors, some of them are professionals, some of them are even musicians.
我们这边有教授，还有其他的工程师和科学家。
However, there are those people who will call themselves experts.But they don't know anything.
当然我们也有那些其他人他们把自己称为是专家但是他对他们所说的一点都不知道。
In English we call them know-it-alls.
我们在英语里面就告诉他是万金油。
But they don't know anything.
但是他什么也不知道。
The story is told of a famous actress as an example.
有一个故事就是说到一个非常有名的女演员。
She was on a cruise, and she noticed that a man at the next table was suffering from a bad cold.
她在一个渡轮上面，她发现就是周围的一个边上的一个先生呢有非常感冒非常严重的感冒症状。
So she asked the man, "Are you uncomfortable?"
她就问那个先生，你是不是很不舒服
？She was concerned, and the man just nodded.
那个人呢就点了点头。
So she smiled at him and she says, I'll tell you what to do for this.
她就那个女演员就笑笑说她说我知道怎么去做怎么去处理这件事情。
She said, go back to your room on the boat and drink lots of orange juice.
你就回到你房间里面喝好多的葡萄那个橘子汁。
This is an American solution, okay? It should be ginseng.
这是美国的方法应该喝一些人参汁。
Take two aspirins.
服两片阿司匹林。
Cover yourself with as many blankets as possible.
把你裹得紧紧的在被子里面。
And sweat the cold out.
这样你就很快的会出汗，这样你的感冒就会好。
I know what I'm talking about.
我知道我说的这些是什么。
I'm an actress from a TV show in Hollywood about famous doctors.
因为我在这个 Hollywood 的这个电视节目里面演一个非常有名的医生。
The man just smiled at her warmly and introduced himself.
这个男人就笑一笑就介绍他自己说
Thank you so much for your advice, he said.
谢谢太谢谢你的这些建议了
I'm Dr. Mayo from the Mayo Clinic.
我是 Mayo 这个诊所的 Mayo 医生
So that's the difference between an expert and someone who's a know-it-all.
这就是一个专家和一个万金油的区别。
And our sermon today is about how the Apostle Paul warns Timothy, as well as us, about false experts.
在今天的这个这个讲章里面就谈到我们这个保罗怎样的警告提摩太和我们对于那些假教师、假的专家。
He tells him about the necessity for sound doctrine for people who will be able to teach with the goal of love.
他教导我们那些正确的教导的是多么的必要，而且对于我们能够在神的话语里面用爱去教导人。
Now on the PowerPoint behind me, you'll see a couple of things about what I want you to remember from today's sermon.
在后面的这个PowerPoint 里面有几点希望大家能够记住。
You see, God wants us to confront these false experts and false teaching, and exhort teachers to sound teaching.
神让我们去面对那些假的教师
But as we confront people, God wants us to do this in love. That should be our goal.
当我们面对那些人的时候，神让我们去用爱去面对他们，这是我们的目的。
And all this is important because just as Timothy was instructed to by Paul to teach the truth in love, God wants you to be sure about what you believe also and be able to instruct others.
这些都很重要，就像是保罗让提摩太怎样在爱心里面去教导真理，神也希望我们同样的能够对我们自己所相信的能够有一个确切的信心，这样也去这样去教导别人。Remember
this saying today, God wants you to care, not to be curious.
神想让我们去照顾别人，而不要去那些去论断或者是指责别人。Let's
pray.
我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢你。God, we thank you.
We're so grateful. We have this opportunity to explore your word together.
我们这样的感谢你，你让我们能够在这里一道来学习你的话语。
May your Holy Spirit teach us in our hearts.
愿你的圣灵在我们心中来教导我们。
So we will have something to share with others.
我们这样可以和别人来一道来分享你的福音。
Forgive us our sins, we would see Jesus only.
来赦免我们的罪。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I want you to open your Bibles to the first chapter of 1 Timothy.
我们一道把圣经打开到提摩太前书第一章。
Let us read the word together. I'm going to ask you to read it in Chinese. I believe it's on the next slide.
我们一道来用中文念第一章。
And for those of you who are my English friends, we can just read along together. Please read in Chinese.
我们一起来念提摩太前书第一章第三节到第七节。 我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你们人住在以弗所，好吩咐那几个人，不可传异教，也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。但命令总归就是爱，这爱从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来。 有人偏离这些，反去想虚浮的话，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲的、所论定的。Amen.
May we all know what we're talking about today because of reading this passage of Scripture.
让我们真正的都能够了解我们今天所念的这一段话。As
you know, the sermon today is about 1 Timothy.
我们今天的讲道主要是讲提摩太前书第一章。
And now this book of the Bible has the unique characteristic of explaining to us just how the church should work.
提摩太前书这是在圣经里面一个很独特的一封信，让我们解释这个教会是怎样的运作。Now,
the Apostle Paul does this in a very special way.
使徒保罗从一个特别的方法来解释。
He does this by writing a special letter to Timothy, a young man he has mentored since his youth.
给提摩太写了一封特别的信，这个提摩太就是在很年轻的时候就保罗一直在做他的导师。Timothy
has been his special representative to many church plants in Asia.
提摩太也是保罗在去很多教会的一个特使。On
the screen you see a few of them. Oh, I'm sorry, next slide please.
下一张。
Ah, that's why you can't see it. Okay, on the screen there we see a few of the cities that Timothy has been Paul's special representative in. There's Corinth, there's Philippi, and there's Ephesus.
在这儿我们可以看到提摩太作为保罗特使去了好几个教会，哥罗西、腓立比和以弗所教会。And
it's been Timothy's job to help them to understand what they're to do now as new Christians with these new churches.
这是提摩太的任务，就是让那些新的基督徒怎样去建立新的教会。
Now, in this particular letter, in 1 Timothy, they're in Ephesus. In this letter, this book. And he's trying to explain to Timothy how the church should work, how to administer the affairs, how to oppose false teachers. He wants them to understand the gospel more fully and what people's roles and responsibilities should be in the church.
他就告诉提摩太很多很多关于教会的事情，如何的去教导圣经，如何的去建立交通，如何的去对付那些假教师，如何正确的去了解神的道。
However, I want you to notice there's a sense of urgency in Paul's voice as he's speaking to Timothy.
但是我想大家特别注意，在这封信里面有一个非常保罗是非常的紧急的去提醒提摩太这些事情。
And for this, you're going to need your Bibles. Isn't that great?
所以你们需要自己的圣经。
All right, open your Bibles to 1 Timothy. If you don't have one, please share a Bible together, but you're going to need your Bibles today.
我们继续打开到提摩太前书。如果你没有圣经的话，可以互相的看一看。
Okay, does everybody have a Bible?
是不是每一个人都有圣经
了？ All right, this next scripture is not up on the PowerPoint.
下面一个并不是在这个 PowerPoint 上面。
Okay, for those of you who already have your Bibles open, this is, we're reading from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, because I'm trying to give you some background.
我们一起来读提摩太前书第一章第一节，我想这大家通过读这一段经文，大家可以有一个背景的。
Now, he starts off what looks like a normal way to start off Paul's letters. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope. And in verse 2, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord.
奉我救主神和我们七派耶稣基督之命，做耶稣基督使徒的保罗写信给那因信做主我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们的主基督耶稣归于你。
Now what we see here is that Paul is identifying himself and his authority as the author of this book.
我们这里看到保罗阐明了自己和自己作为这个作者的这个权柄。
He's addressing Timothy with the affection of a father to a son.
他以一个父亲对儿子的一个爱心来教导提摩太。
And then he gets right to the issue.
然后他就直接的一针见血直奔主题。
You know what he does? He skips the normal greeting he has in the other books and the letters that he writes in the Bible.
他略过了在其他的书信里面那些问候的话。
This is like saying, you know, after you say hi, you start getting right down to business instead of saying, how are you? How are things going? Oh, it's so good to see you again.
就像在写信的时候，你只写了一个 hi, 然后就直奔主题，并没有说那些你怎么样啊，非常的高兴的见到你这些客套话。
He skips over this because something is very important to him. And if you take a look at the beginning of the books of Corinthians, and Corinthians 1:5, Colossians 1:3, Philippians 1, you will see that what Paul does in the beginning of his letters is he gives thanks to the churches for participating in ministry with him.
保罗省略了这些话以后，就说明他要说的后面要说的事情是非常的紧急。如果我们看到哥林多前书五一章五节，或者是腓立比书那些经文的时候，他保罗在这些经文里面给写了很多话给来感谢神，因为这些教会和他一起来同工。
Now, if you're talking to your kids, or if your supervisors, you're talking to an employee, or when your boss talks to you, and it's very important, what do they normally say? They'll say hi very quickly to you and say, look, there's something we really have to discuss here.
如果我们跟小孩说话，或者我们跟我们的学生说话，或者我们的老板跟我们说话的时候，他们不会说很多客套话，他们说了hi以后马上就直奔主题，说我们需要谈一些这些事情。
And what I want you to notice here is Paul adds something very important in this special greeting to Timothy. He says, he adds the word mercy. It's not just grace and peace to you. He says, grace, mercy, and peace to you.
在我们看到这个保罗给提摩太这个问候的话，是有一个特别的词 mercy, 就是怜悯。OK, 在这个怜悯这个是跟着恩典和平安在一起的。
Now, why is he doing that? Because Timothy needs help. Timothy is a little bit on the sickly side, and he's a little bit timid and afraid, and he's frustrated. He wants to give up.
为什么会这样呢？因为提摩太需要神的帮助，因为他在这个时候他是有一点软弱，他有点想放弃。
You see, he needs God's mercy.
所以他需要神的怜悯。
So the question I have for you as we go through the background on what we're going to study in 1 Timothy, do you need God's mercy and help today? Or do you know someone who needs God's mercy and help today?
当我们学到真理的时候，当我们知道这些背景的时候，有个问题想问大家：我们今天需要神的怜悯和帮助吗？还有，我们知道我们的朋友哪个朋友需要神的怜悯和帮助呢？
Now, as you can see at the very top of this PowerPoint, there are many other things that Paul is going to explain to Timothy about administering the church affairs. But the one thing that binds that all together is sound teaching.
我们在看到这个slide的时候，上面可以看到，保罗要教导提摩太很多很多的事情关于教会，但是我们看到这个一道中线把这些事情联系起来，就是一个正确的关于圣经的教导。
You're going to find that sound teaching is the glue that holds everything together in this book.
这个正确的圣经的教导就像一个胶水一样，把所有的事件都联系在一起。Next
slide, please.
下一张。
Okay, so here's our first point. What God wants us to do is He wants us to confront false teaching. And He wants us to remind teachers of what it means to share good teaching. That's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. That's the elders of the church's responsibility.
这第一点我们所要讲的就是神让我们去勇敢地去面对那些假的教师，去让他们知道如何是正确的教导。 这是我们的责任，这是教会长老的责任，这是其实是我们大家的责任。
And he's going to remind Timothy of another special responsibility. Because you see, Timothy's upset, like I said, by the false teachers. They're causing problems in the church. And he wants to leave. He wants to leave Ephesus, which most of you know is a modern day city in Turkey.
在这里呢，保罗还希望教导提摩太另外一件事情，就是 提摩太在这个时候，因为以弗所教会有很多的假教师教导假的真理，提摩太就在那里非常的伤心，所以以至于他想离开以弗所教会。以弗所大家都知道是一个在现在在土耳其的一个很大的一个城市。And
so Paul, like a wise father, says to Timothy, "Listen, my son, don't run away. Stay there."
所以保罗就像是一个很有智慧的父亲对提摩太说：“听啊，儿子，不要离开这个以弗所教会，待在那里。”
Look at verse 3 up here. He reminds him, stay in Ephesus so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer.
我们看第三节，保罗说，劝你人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
As he's saying, why do you think I sent you there? Why do you think you need to be my special representative? If I didn't need someone good, I wouldn't have left you there.
保罗就对提摩太说，你想如果你不是这么优秀的话，为什么把你放在以弗所？我 为什么会让你在那里去做我的特使？
This is Timothy's job, and it's our job in the church today as well.
这是提摩太的工作，这是提摩太的任务，也是我们每一个人在教会里面的任务。
You see, it's easy to focus on mysteries in the Bible.
大家知道，在这个圣经那些很神奇的事情是比较吸引人。
What do the numbers mean, and did Jesus have a baby?
那些数字有什么意思，或者是耶稣基督是不是有一个孩子？
There are mysteries I'd love to take a look at in the Bible. For instance, God, he says, don't worry about these things, these mysteries and these speculations. There's a passage in the Bible about Satan fighting over the body of Moses. Did you know that?
这些其实在圣经里面有很多很神秘的事情，但是神让我们不要去专注那些很神秘的事情或者那些推测。 在圣经里面提到这个撒旦和天使长为摩西的尸体争论这件事情。
But what God is saying to us, what are you doing? That is not the priority for your attention, these mysteries and curious things. I want you to understand why I put it there. But your job is to understand that Christ died to save sinners.
神说我不需要你去专注这些不是很紧要的事情。 这不是你们认识圣经或者了解圣经的关键所在。我所让你们所要了解的就是耶稣基督到这个世上来是为了拯救罪人。Your
job is to understand what repentance should really mean in your life, for you to accept forgiveness for your own life, and then be able to share that with others.
我们所要知道的紧急的事情，就是在如何的去真正的去悔改，如何去得到神的赦免，而且我们如何得到神的救恩，然后如何去向旁别人来分享这些信息。
Timothy's job and your job is to help others understand what it means to have a relationship with Christ.
提摩太的任务和我们的任务就是让大家都了解如何建立与神之间的关系。
So that's why Paul says to Timothy here, listen, command them, stop that, and don't devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith.
这上面也说到，他说不可让那些假教师去停止，不可听从那些荒谬无凭的话语和无谓的无穷的家谱，这等是直身辩论。并不可发明神在信上所立的章程。
I'm going to share a little story with you to help you understand this a little bit better.
我想跟大家分享一个故事。
My wife and I were in a park recently. It was a park in downtown Orlando. It wasn't even a big park down there with the swans and the fountain. It's Lake Yola. Lake Yola Park. Right. Lake Yola Park. So we decided we were going to go on a date.
Craig 和他的太太呢，有最近去了一个奥兰多downtown 的那个 Lake Euler Park， 他们有他们的约会。
And we just wanted to have a good time and spend some moments with each other just to catch up. And lo and behold, this lady comes up to us with a pamphlet in her hand.
我们只不过是想有我们一点点好的时间，但是呢，有一个女士到我们今天来，给了我们一个单张。小册子
She handed me the pamphlet and she said, "Do you know the world is about to end?"
她这个女士就告诉他们俩说，嘿，你知道不知道世界就会结束？
She said, "Our prophet and pastor at our church told us that the world is going to end in December 12th in 2012."
她说我们教会的那些先知和长老就告诉我们，在世界在2012年12月12号就会结束。
So now this looked like an intelligent, well-dressed lady.
这个女士穿得非常的得体，看着是非常的聪明。
And you know, I was thinking to myself, "Oh no, is this going to mess up my date?"
这句话就使这个牧师的这个约会很有问题了。
Now this is the whole point. The Bible doesn't want us to pay attention to this kind of nonsense.
这个故事的观念就是说。其实圣经不让我们去注意那些没有什么道理的这些推测。
But he does expect you to know the facts.
但是圣经是愿意我们去知道真理。
And what it says is that open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24 verse 36.
如果我们把圣经打开到马太福音24章36节。
I'd like one person to read it in Chinese and one person to read it in English.
我们有谁翻到了就可以一起来念一下中文。
Someone just stand up and read it for us. Chinese, and then someone just read it in English. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. I hope I have the right one.
马太福音二十四章三十六节。
Yes, nobody knows. English. Matthew chapter 24, 36. And so, you see, this is foolishness.You know, this is foolishness what this lady's talking about.
所以大家可以看到这个女士所做的是一件多么傻的事情，因为圣经上明明确确的知道这个时辰谁也不知道。
But the real question is, even if the world were going to end and it will end at some point, and Christ will return, what should people be doing in the meantime?
但是关键的问题就是说，如果这个世界真的要结束，耶稣基督会来的时候，而我们这些人在等待这件事情的时候，应该做些什么呢？
And what Paul tells us here is, here's our trustworthy saying. Look at verse 15. Go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. I told you you're going to need your Bibles today. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
在提摩太前书第一章第十五节的时候，保罗就告诉我们真正的一个信心的宣告。
Paul said, this is the trustworthy saying. Christ came into the world to save sinners.
保罗说这才是可信的。耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
And this is what Paul explains to Timothy that happened to him. He says, I was the chief of sinners.
这就是为保罗对提摩太所说的，保罗说我是罪人中的罪魁。
And so Paul is trying to share with Timothy, this is what sound doctrine is.
保罗说我是罪人中的罪魁，然而神却赦免了我，这才是真正福音的所在。
And your focus, Timothy, along with the testimony of your life, along with the testimony of my life, along with the testimony of your lives, should be repent because Christ came to save sinners. You need to understand now what it means to have a relationship with God.
对于我们所有人所应该做的就是建立我们的见证，我们应该去悔改，因为耶稣基督因着我们去相信他赦免了我们的罪。
And so to add on to this, you know the word sound doctrine here? Some people want to say, I told you what it means to have sound doctrine. But the word sound in the Greek, you know what that really is? Healthy. It refers to being spiritually healthy.
大家知道不知道这上面所说的 sound doctrine, 就是说一个正确的教导，这个 sound 这个字在希腊文里是什么意思吗？它在希腊文里面所说的就是一个健康，通过这个教导使我们能够有一个健康的灵里面的生活。
So what Paul is saying to Timothy, and he expects Timothy to share this with the church, is stop this. Tell them, and it's a command, not an instructional, it's a command. Tell them, stop it. And tell them to start teaching what makes people spiritually healthy.
在这里面保罗就让提摩太去命令那些人，而不是去劝告那些人，是命令那些假教师停止那些错误的教导，重新建立人在他的会众在灵里面健康的生活。
Timothy and congregation, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, focus on helping people with their faith, starting with the love of God.
所以提摩太和在教会里面的长子，就甚至我们应该集中在帮助周围的人在信心上建立，在爱中建立。
Next slide, please.
下一张。
So this brings us to our second point, that God wants our goal in pursuing sound or spiritually healthy teaching to be love.
我们讲的第二点就是在我们追求正确的教导，或者是健康的灵里面的生命的目的就是为了爱。
So verse 5 says, this is the goal of the command to stop false doctrine.
第五节就说到这其实就是命令那些 假的教导停止的目的。
Let's read it together. Let's read it in English first and in Chinese. The goal of this command is love which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk. Now in Chinese.
但命令总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。有人偏离这些，反去讲虚波的话。
Now guess what? I'm going to fast forward to the end. You know how sometimes you're reading a book and it gets to be exciting to you? And you say to yourself, you know what? I just want to take a quick peek at the end to see how it all turns out.
所以这个牧师想让我们看到最后的事情，因为我们看到一个很好的书的时候，我们总想知道最后的结尾是什么，我们总是到后面去看最后的结尾。
So if you want to know whether or not this approach that God has given, I mean Paul has given Timothy works out, flip over in your Bibles now to Revelation chapter 2 verse 2.
我们如果想知道保罗教导提摩太这个方法管用不管用的话，我们就把圣经翻到了最后一本书，启示录第二章第二节。
And guess what? Jesus indicates the Ephesians finally do learn the lesson.
耶稣基督表明在以弗所这个教会也最终学习了这个教训。
Jesus says to the Ephesians, Oh, I know you guys, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, in verse 2 in Revelation chapter 2. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
在这里面第二章启示录第二章第二节就是耶稣基督说到以弗所教会也知道你们不能容忍恶人你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的看出他们是假的来
Now go ahead you can see what it says there in Chinese also right isn't that what it says but now they weren't perfect guess what they forgot about the love part
对，我们看到这以弗所书的时候，他们不是啊、完全的教会，因为他忘记了爱那一部分。
Jesus is telling them, but you forgot your first love.
他耶稣就啊、指责他们说，他们已经忘记了起初的爱心。
So the real issue here is how do you do this? How do you confront people and teachers with sound doctrine? And how do you make your goal love?
这个问题的关键就是我们该如何的去做，如何的去教导那些人，那些教师去教导正确的啊、圣经。
Well, we
如何在爱心，如何用爱来建立
？Well, we have a biblical example.
我们有一个圣经上的例子。
Now, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 26.
我们一道把圣经翻到《使徒行传》十八章二十四节到二十六节。
We have a scene here, and it involves a disciple named Apollos, and also Priscilla and Aquila, disciples.
我们在这里看到有一个传道人叫做亚波罗，我们也看到有两个同工百基拉和亚居拉。
Paul taught them the same way he has taught Timothy.
保罗在教导百基拉和亚基拉的时候，是用同样的方法来教导提摩太。
Now, Apollos is an amazing guy. He's flashy, he's smart, he's probably good looking. He seems to know what he's talking about.
保罗是一个很有能力的人，很有能力的人，他知道自己在说什么。而亚波罗是一个在这个地方是一个很有能力的一个传道人。亚波罗是非常的会讲道，而且可能也长得比较英俊。
Oh, but Priscilla and Aquila, they're in out there, they're listening to him, and they say, he's almost okay, but he really doesn't know what he's talking about.
但是在百基拉和亚居拉在听完了亚波罗的所讲的东西的时候，他们觉得大概基本上都差不多，但是他其实还不是真正的了解他所应该所讲的。
But they don't embarrass him.
但是他并没有使他让亚波罗难堪或者是指责他。
We don't embarrass know-it-alls.
我们并不是为了让那些知道一切想知道一切的人难堪。
Unless they're trying to abuse you the way the Pharisees were trying to abuse Jesus.
除非那些人想迫害我们，就像是那些教导师迫害耶稣基督一样。
Now, I wouldn't advise you to do this to other people, but Jesus called the Pharisees. He says, "Ah, you guys, you vipers and snakes, you guys don't know what you're talking about."
我不希望大家这么说，但是真是耶稣基督指着那些法利赛人，像毒蛇，像粉饰的坟墓这些很不好的东西。
It might be better for you to just smile and say, "You don't know what you're talking about. See you later."
我们大家应该对那些人微笑说，哎，你真的是知道你所要想讲的那些东西吗？
Anyway, Acts chapter 18, verses 24 to 26, what's going on here is Priscilla and Aquila are taking Apollos off to the side. They're taking him to their home. They're trying to explain the way of God to him so that he doesn't have to be a know-it-all, so that he'll know how to teach the truth and sound doctrine.
在使徒行传这里所讲到，就是说亚基拉和百基拉在听见亚波罗说到这些事情以后呢，他并没有当众指责他，把他只不过是把亚波罗再拉到边上，请到他们家里面，然后去详细的给他讲解圣经。这样的话，亚波罗就不会变成似是而非的那些万金油一样，而真正的了解神的道理、神的话。
And if you look later in chapter 18, guess what? It says then that Apollos becomes useful. Then he does know what he's talking about, and a lot of people come to Christ.
最后，我们看到亚波罗最后变成了一个很有用的、为神所用的传道人，很多的人因为他成为了基督徒。
But now, also in chapter 18, you know what happened? Paul does give us an example, his example of what happens when people abuse you.
在这里也讲到保罗对于那些迫害他的人的态度。
He was so angry at some of the Jewish people in the synagogue in chapter 18 that he just shook off his clothes.
他对那些犹太人就是说在那些会堂里面那些犹太人对他非常的不友好，就把他衣服给拔下来。
Anyway, he said to him, he says, "Listen, later for you guys who don't want anything to do with God, I'm going to go over to the Gentiles."
保罗就对他们说，你们与神毫无关系，我去到外邦人去传道。
And here in 1 Timothy chapter 1, you know what he does? He names people who he knows doesn't want to have anything to do with good teaching.
在提摩太前书后面我们可以看到保罗指名道姓的列出那些人的名字，那些人是跟神是毫无关系的。
Turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and look at verse 20 there.
我们可以看一下啊，第
提摩太前书。What does Paul tell Timothy he is going to do to these people who won't change? If they don't change, he says, this is what's going to happen. What is he going to do? One of my English friends, tell me what the Bible says there. What is Paul doing to them? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 20, what does it say?
在提摩太前书第一章第二十节的时候，保罗说指名道姓的那些人是不跟神是没有关系的。我们可以看一下保罗是怎样的说那些人。
Yes, I heard someone mention it. Satan, turn them over to Satan.
保罗说就把那些人交给撒旦。
You know, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
落在永生神手里的是非常可怕的一件事情。
But you know something in the Old Testament, when David was given a choice of being turned over to God or being turned over to Satan, you know what he said?
当我们看到旧约的时候，当大卫有一个选择去跟随神和跟随撒旦的时候，他是怎么说的吗？
He said, quickly said, I'm going to turn myself over to God.
他说我一定把我自己给神。
At least God will have mercy on me, but I don't know about this Satan guy.
至少神在我身上会有怜悯，但是我不知道撒旦会怎么做。
But that's what Paul says, because his goal is so that they don't wander away from the faith and that they don't continue with meaningless talk.
所以这是保罗的意思，就是说我们专注在神的话语上面，对那些毫无意义的辩论就不用去管他们。
So what God wants us to do in terms of the how-to is reason with people first in love, and then if you can't reason with them, turn them over to Satan.
这是保罗让我们去对那些假教师去面对这些假教师所应该做的。我们可以先用爱心去跟他们去理论。如果他们执迷不改的时候，我们就把他们交给撒旦。
You would be surprised. This is a test of faith, because you know something.If God sees that you try to reason someone with someone in love, and someone is standing up in the way of the truth being made known, your prayer along with others is extremely powerful. And God will listen to what you say.
大家知道这是一个确切的事情。当神知道有那些假的教师阻挡在我们和神的真道中间的时候，我们的祷告是多么的有能力把那些假教师从这个路上移开。
So, but just remember this.That as you share with people what you know about the Bible, and a lot of you know a lot about the Bible.
记住大家在跟别人分享在神的爱的时候，大家其实我们都知道很多很多关于神的爱的事情。
Your objective is not to sound like the expert. Don't try to do that.
我们的目标并不是让我们听起来像是一个专家。
Your job is to direct them to a relationship.With God in Christ in love, so they can truly understand for the first time in their lives what real love is like.
我们会循循善诱的去教导那些人去跟神建立关系，去教导他们什么是神的爱，让他们在一生中间第一次真正体会到真正的爱。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says it comes from a pure heart. Pure heart means selflessness.
在提摩太前书第一章第五节说到一个纯洁的心，这个清洁的心代表的是一个不自私的一颗心。
You remember what God said about what is the greatest commandment?
神说到最大的诫命是什么？
Kids, what is the greatest commandment? What does God say the greatest commandment is? And what's the second one?
Love your
neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Exactly.Yeah.
神的最大的诫命是尽心尽意尽意爱你爱主你的神。第二个诫命就是爱人如己。
And you can do that because you can say to them, I can tell you this because I have a good conscience, because I have been forgiven. I don't have to feel that I'm not worth it. I don't have to feel like I'm the worst person. I can feel like I'm forgiven and that God wants to make use of me.
我们可以这么说，因为我们知道我们已经被神赦免了，我们并不是一个 一文不值的人，我们在神的眼里是同人，所以我们有这么一个确据，知道我们被神来赦免。
And then finally, you can do it with a sincere faith. You can say to people, "You know, I know what I'm talking about."
我们可以通过我们的信心对那些人说，我们知道我们在说的是什么。
You see, I'm going to share a quick illustration with you, then I'm going to get ready to close.
我再跟大家分享一个小小的故事。
Okay, this is about a mother and her baby.
这是一个关于母亲和她孩子的事情。
Or for those who don't have babies anymore in the family, a mother and her children.
或者是母亲和孩子的事情。
And it's about also these experts. You know what these experts were? They call themselves experts in 1 Timothy, false teachers. I call them experts, but they're false experts. They're false teachers. They're know-it-alls. Okay? They thought they knew everything about the law of Moses.
在提摩太前书所说到的那些专家那些教导人假道理的专家，认为自己知道一切的那些专家，只不过他们专注在那些摩西的律法上面。
But they were using it to condemn people. They were saying, you know, this is what you should be doing according to the law of Moses. And this is what you should be doing according to the Leviticus law. And you guys are no good because you don't know how to do all these different things they're saying in the Old Testament. You're all wrong. This church is all wrong.
他们用那些摩西的律法来指责别人。他们说你因为你没有做到这个事情，你没有施行摩西的这个律法，所以你不是一个好人，你不是属神的人。所以他就用这些条规来指责教会里面一切的人。
But you see, this is not the point. You're under the law of love and of grace in Christ. You're no longer under the law of Moses that way.
这其实不是正确的，因为当耶稣基督为我们死了以后，我们是活在神的恩典之中，我们并不是活在摩西的律法之下。
God doesn't condemn you.
神从来不会诅咒我们。
So this is the example this Bible teacher uses.
这是一个例子。
He says, in America, there's a law stating a woman must take care of her child or her children or her baby.
美国的法律就是说母亲一定要照顾好自己的孩子。
So in some cases, the authorities, they go to a woman's home.
有时候他就有一些
There are special circumstances, but they'll say to them, are you taking care of your children? Are you taking care of your baby?
有时候的那个政府部门呢，就会到一个母亲的家里面去，就问你是不是很好的照顾好你的孩子？他们会这样去查。
The law says you have to do this.
那些法律说你一定要这样去做。
No abusing your kids.
不准打你的孩子。
Okay, but this story is about a lady, when the authorities came to her home, what she did is she gently held her baby.
这个故事所说的，当那些政府的人到这个母亲家里的时候，这个母亲温柔地把这个孩子抱走。
And she said, "I don't need a law to make me take care of my baby."
母亲说，我其实根本就不需要一个法律来让我很好的照顾我的孩子。
Do you know why, Mr. Authority? Because you see, I love my baby.
你知道为什么吗？因为我爱我的孩子。
I feed my baby. I hold him. I change him. I love him.
我喂我的孩子，我抱我的孩子，我给他换尿布，因为我爱他。
So you see, you don't need the law of Moses to condemn you and tell you what you're doing wrong.
我们不需要摩西的律法来告诉我们哪个地方做错了。
You don't have to become an expert in the Old Testament.
我们也不需要那些旧约里面的那些专家。
But you need to understand the law of love and the spirit of Christ, which is caring and loving people.
我们所知道的就是应该知道耶稣基督是如何的去爱我们，照顾我们。
You have to care and love people the same way this lady. You have to care for and love people the same way this lady cares for her baby. That's the law of love that God wants you to operate under.
同样，我们也应该像母亲爱她的孩子一样去爱我们周围的人，这才是神的道理。
Okay, last slide.
最后一张。
Now, you know, nobody can do this on their own.
我们知道我们没有一个人能够光靠我们自己就这么去做。
Timothy had Paul's encouragement just like we have the Word of God, the Bible.
提摩太有保罗的鼓励，就像我们有着圣经神的话语的鼓励一样。
But you have to have the right attitude and study it to know what you're talking about.
但是我们应该有个态度去研究圣经，来知道我们所要说的是什么。
Timothy also had God's gift to us, the presence of the Holy Spirit.
提摩太还有神给我们的礼物就是我们的圣灵。
This is what helps us to really understand the goal of the command, which is love. And I'm going to have you turn to chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. You can read that on your own. Meditate on it. Study it for later. I'm not going to go over it now. But no one can do all that by themselves. That's why you need the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多前书十三章的时候，哥林多前书十三章说到爱的时候，我们可以看到爱是多么的美好。但是没有一个人，如果没有圣灵的帮助的话，是可以做成这件事的。
And we know what God says to us. He says, "Here's wisdom. Here's real wisdom. I know you can't do this on your own, but I have given you and the Holy Spirit a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. And as you submit these challenges you run up against to God, to me in prayer." You know, you'll be the kind of expert I need.
神就是告诉我们说，就是说，因为神给了我们一个圣灵，圣灵有能力、爱和自律。这样的话，当我们把这些所有的我们不确切的事情，通过祷告交给神的时候，神就会帮助我们，让我们在成为神爱里面的专家。
So the Holy Spirit will help you because.To do the things that God wants you to do, which is to confront false teaching and exhort teachers to sound teaching who are know-it-alls, or perhaps to get something slightly wrong. He'll help you to emphasize what is important, a healthy doctrine about Jesus, saving sinners, repentance, relationship with God.
在这上面就说到我们总结我们最后的两点，就是说神让我们去面对那些假的教师，让他们去重新回转到正确的教训上面来，而且让我们在教训或者是在追求正确的教导的时候是在爱里面。
And finally remember God wants our goal in pursuing sound teaching to be love, not as experts but the right approach. It comes from a pure heart, selflessness, a good conscience, knowing that you are forgiven, and a sincere faith without hypocrisy.
最后神也是让我们知道，让我们在看到这个教导的时候是有清洁的心，无愧的良心和无伪的信心。
Jesus' goal, your goal and my goal should be this, to restore, deliver, release and heal, and to help set people free.
The same way Jesus explained to people what his ministry was. This is sound doctrine. And so I'm going to ask Jaile to read Luke chapter 4 verse 18 in Chinese, and then we'll pray.
我们一起打到路加福音 chapter 4, 第四章。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
My English friends, open it up and read it along in English, okay?
好，我们一起来读路加福音第四章第十八节。
Part of it is up there on the screen, but it's hard to read.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见。叫那受压制的则自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Remember the answers to the mysteries in life can wait. Christ came not to satisfy our curiosity, but to make us caring. Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful that we've had this opportunity to take a look at First Timothy.
主啊，我们谢谢你，我们今天能有这个机会一道来学习提摩太前书。
Help us to truly learn from you.
让我们真的是从你来学到真理。
And through the power of your Holy Spirit and love, help us to share from our hearts with others.
求你圣灵的帮助，让我们能够更有效的去跟别人来一起来分享你的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.